This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney back on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney with Vinny Serrato here next to me. Nolan McGraw on the board getting you Vinny's second draft profile of today. Remember, coming up next at 1:30, Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. He'll join us. We'll talk about all things sports with Mike. But right now, we're looking at the draft profile on Shamar Stewart and, of course, that call that you just heard courtesy of ESPN.
Yeah, Shamar Stewart, Texas A&M. 6'5", 267, ran 4.59, 1.58, 10. He's a junior, edge rusher, jersey 4, 34 and an eighth armed. Outstanding, 9 5/8 hand, that's good. 40-inch vertical jump at the combine, jumped out of the gym. 10'11" broad jump, jumped out of the gym. All right, in 2022, played in 12 games, 6 starts, 23 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks. 2023, played in all 13 games. 1 start, 11 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks. 2 passes broken up and 1 block kick. This past season, third team All-SEC, started 12 games. 31 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks. 2 passes broken up. So in 12 games, he had 2 tackles a game, basically, Cordell.
Mm-hmm.
Strengths, size, speed, arm length, combine results. He can run, he'll chase, speed shows up, quick takeoff, shows power on a bull rush. He can punch, lock out, shed in the run game. strong lower, uses his arm length on pass rush, keeps working in pass, good on stunts, 39 pressures in 24, has good bend to flatten. Weakness, production. He'll reach and miss tackles, plays high, doesn't bring legs to tackle, falls off a lot, needs more pass rush moves, doesn't break down to tackle. Natural instincts, I questioned. Not a natural rusher. Rush instincts, I questioned. 4.5 career sacks. Hand use, underdeveloped, doesn't finish. In summary, this kid's athletic numbers are off the charts, but doesn't show with the tape and his production. I'm not so sure he has natural instincts to become great. He misses a lot of tackles, doesn't finish. This is a big gamble pick. Boom or bust. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious when you watch a film. I mean, and that's the thing that, you know, the combine, boom, then all of a sudden on TV, oh, man, Shamar Stewart, he's moving up the board, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, then you go watch a tape and you say, okay, well, you know, and just like Tony Pauline said, you know, he's got to prove it, he's a football player. Right now, he's not a football player because, you know, the one thing about the tape is the tape does not lie.
Nope.
The eye in the sky doesn't lie.
And looking at this mock draft from Chris Trapasso from CBSSports.com, he has Shamar Stewart going to the Bears at the 10th pick.
What? At 10?
10.
There is no... Oh my God! If he goes 10, that GM should get fired.
Is that one of the picks that makes opposing GMs high five in the war room?
Yeah, because you know why? You know, like because like I'm like if my board was up or whatever, he would be down. So like if he went in the top 10, be yes.
Yeah,
that's another pick that goes towards us. You know, and Cordell, like we used to do that for. Like character guys that would somebody would take early. Injured guys that were on our injured board that would go early. And then like if you didn't need a quarterback, every quarterback that would go, you'd get excited. Like if I'm the Ravens, like if Shamar Stewart, they're not gonna like him, you know. They would be excited. Any they want four quarterbacks to go right. To Ravens too. You know, that type of thing. But yeah, there's a lot of excitement. I used to sweat like crazy, you know, in the draft room. My armpits would be dripping and stuff, you know.
I mean, you talk about his athleticism.
It's off the charts. Yeah, it's crazy.
Because we saw this kind of with Owe, right? Where Owe had the athleticism, but he didn't have the production. I agree with you. The tape should always trump everything else. In what instances are you willing to take a shot on a guy that doesn't have the production, but he's got the upside with athleticism?
Late. Not in the first round. You know, it's a huge gamble in the first round. I mean, now, there's a kid out of University of Tennessee that will, James Pierce,
yeah.
Pass rusher.
Yeah.
Cordell, in my summary, I put, this is Owe all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, phenomenal athlete. You know, he's a great athlete. Let me get his numbers. James Pierce, 6'5", 245.
He's a big dude.
Ran 4.47.
You like that?
Yeah, and he's got a big motor.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick summary. This kid has good height and frame, but needs to add bulk and strength. Same as Owe.
Mm-hmm.
I love the takeoff. Really good on stunts and twists with burst. Owe.
Yep.
Little tight to bend the corner. Owe. We'll fall off of tackles by lunging. Owe. He'll struggle early versus the run versus big offensive tackles. Owe. He reminds me of Owe. Good, fast athlete. Doesn't bend the corner. Big motor and speed.
Want to know where Chris Trapasso has him going?
Yeah.
12 to Dallas.
Damn.
So he's all on the upside of these athletic guys, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, you know, eventually, you know, you got to be from Missouri, Cordell. You got to show me, man.
Right.
You got to show me. Like, you put on tape of Abdul Carter, and you're like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, you want to see when you're picking early, like your, does your fiance, does she know much about football?
No.
Like she could watch a game and you'd say, that number 11, who's that number? That number 11's always around Cornell. Mm-hmm. Who's he? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's the type of guy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Early picks. Because, like, if you're in the first, you don't want to be projecting a ton in the first round. I mean, you can do your projections later rounds and stuff, but I mean, give me, because that guy has got to come in and play for you. You take him in the first round, more than likely, he's coming in to help you.
Yeah.
You know, and can he come in and help? You know, I mean, with Oway, that was somewhat of a projection,
mm-hmm.
you know, big time, because he had no sacks.
Right.
You know, and that was the thing that everybody talked about with the Ravens. You know, how do you take a guy with no sacks?
I mean, and that's the big difference between just looking at the NFL and NBA. NBA drafts off potential.
Mm.
NFL, it should be more sure bets in the first round. It should be that way, but we've seen teams over and over again get blown away by the metrics, and it kind of clouds their judgment on what they actually saw on film.